Wisdom is the principal thing to get, and reflection is the noblest pathway to wisdom. This podcast will empower you with inspiration, motivation, insights, and wisdom to thrive and win in your world. So, let's get started with your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. That is one of the quotes of the preachers, King Solomon. Welcome to Reflections. I will be talking about the seventh law of work, which is the law of time and season. Every day that we go out to work, every day that we go out to work on our purpose, every day we go out to give a service to humanity, every day we go out to do what we love doing, to do even what we don't like doing, it's very vital for us to know and apply the law of time and season. This law tells us that there are four critical seasons in a life of work. Number one season is a season of learning. This season is the period in your career or in your workspace whereby you need to learn the nitty-gritty of the work that you do. I know a man who is seriously excelling in the financial world today. When he started his career in the bank, he started from the base and he made up his mind that he wanted to rise to the pinnacle in the financial sector. What did he do? He learned everything about banking. He took jobs from his friends. He was doing it. He was learning. He learned from the various departments. He knew everything about banking. As I talk to you today, this man is an hot cake in the business world. He utilized the learning season. Every work has a season of learning. Number two is a yearning season. This season of your life at work is a period whereby you're yearning to express some of the knowledge you've learned. And this is good because there's a period of your life where your yearning reduces because there is no equivalent strength to bring them to bear. So there is a yearning season. This season, you begin to deploy the little things you've learned. As you deploy them, you learn again. You deploy them, you learn again. You deploy them, you learn again. It's a yearning season. Number three is a honing season, H-O-R-N. This season of your life at work is when you see that your expressions are having some defaults. So you begin to hone your skills. You begin to hone the knowledge you've acquired. You begin to hone your attitude. What are you doing at this season is you're fine-tuning your delivery. And at this point, you get better. You get better as you learn, you yearn. As you yearn, oh, I'm not doing well in this place. You earn it. And as you succeed in learning, yearning, and earning, your earning becomes continuous. The problem many young people have today is they want to earn before they learn. But the truth remains, if you earn before learning, a time will come when you will lose all you have ever earned. But when you learn, you yearn, you earn, and you earn, even at old age, you will still be earning. You need to get the best out of your time and season. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us as we come to the end of this podcast. For more information on Femi Luther's library, you can visit his website, www.femiluther.net, or his social media handles, Instagram and Twitter at Femi Luther, that is FEMYLUTHER. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.